This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Justin Blackwell. It's time now to dive into the business world in Saskatchewan. I'm joined by our business analyst, Paul Martin. And Paul, with the province announcing the Saskatchewan First Act, it's kind of a back-to-the-future experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, for those of us who've been around for a long time, and I was just a cub reporter getting started, and the big story, national story of the day was Alberta and Saskatchewan, in those days represented by Peter Lougheed from Alberta and Alan Blakeney from Saskatchewan, going head-to-head with Ottawa and in those days Quebec over the future of the country and the push-pull of political power, which is derived from economic power. And guess what? Back in the 70s and 80s when we were doing this, inflation was big, just like today. The tug between the two ends of the country was just like today. And interestingly, we have another Trudeau in power, representing the national side. And back then, I remember one time when they all, here was one of the differences. There was every quarter a federal-provincial leaders meeting, first ministers meeting. So, many of them were televised. We got to watch the debate and see the sparring going on. And they used to say that Alan Blakeney was the intellectual who could take on the intellectual Pierre Trudeau. And Lougheed was the kind of statesman, and he carried a lot of gravitas. And René Lévesque was the premier of Quebec at the time. And, he was ex-journalist, so just a lot of fun. And he was always the guy throwing hand grenades around and making explosions and stuff. And so I remember them coming to Regina, and we all got to cover them, and they were at the University of Regina in the Ad Hum building. And, they're up on the top floor where the boardrooms are and all that stuff. And we were down in the lower levels in the pits, and they were, Lévesque would lean over the edge and wave to us all, and with his classic cigarette hanging out of his mouth. But I mean, the deal then was not much different than the deal now. It was about the power of East-West and the shift, and it was all driven by energy prices and energy, and of course it was oil and gas in the West and hydro in Quebec. And so sometimes you just look at the stuff and you say, here it is 40, 50 years later and nothing's changed. We're just having the same old debates.
By looking at the Sask First Act, is this something that can succeed going forward?
It's a good question. I mean, it's as much a political activity as it is actually a piece of legislation. And there's going to be tons of testing of this thing in the courts and what are jurisdictions and all that. But it's put the story back in play, which is, what does Confederation look like? What does Canada's Federation, how does it work, how's it structured, who belongs to what, who has authority over what, and who can tell who what to do? And if you look back to that debate that we had 40, 50 years ago, where did it end? Well, Pierre Trudeau got what he wanted, which was the Canadian Constitution, but he didn't get Quebec to sign it. So that was something that failed. And one of the byproducts of it was the National Energy Program, which truly alienated the West, took billions of dollars out of the economy, and took many years to recover. And in a way, this is still the resentment of that being played out, and the sense that those in the populist parts of the country can sort of harvest what goes on in the less densely populated parts of the country. And so we, being one of those, are fighting back. And at stake here is the fabric of the country, the threads that hold it together, the seams are being stressed. And we'll see whether or not the leadership that we've elected is up to, holding that all together. But the Sask First Act is really kind of raises the curtain on the conversation. Now the play is about to begin. We're going to see Act One. And the first shot was fired from here.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Interesting stuff, Paul. He's our business analyst, Paul Martin. Thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again next week.